Today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Ches, a good Maui to all. We are on Zion Mabez by the story towards the bottom of the Amud. Hu Gavra, so yesterday we were speaking about different unusual Lashonos of Kiddushin, different unusual acts of Kiddushin, and today we're going to have another jam-packed daf of sugyas that we could spend really hours on each of them, and we'll try to note as much as we can. But again, this is Maseches Kiddushin. Maseches Kiddushin is just every half an amud is another shas topic. It says the Gemara, Hu gavra deikdish bishirai, about 8 lines up from the bottom. There was a man that was makadish a woman bishirai with some silk, with some material. He gives it to her, and he says harem kudeshes li. And he gives her the shirai. So Rabba Amar Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Rabba says that the silk does not have to be estimated how much it is worth before she gets it. It automatically is good enough, and it's a kedushin. It's at least a pruta. So she doesn't know exactly. She doesn't have to know exactly how much it is, and therefore it works even without a shuma. Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Rav Yosef holds no, it needs a shuma, and therefore because it didn't get a shuma beforehand, before it didn't get estimated exactly how much it's worth beforehand, then it is not a kiddushin
for her sake,
because she doesn't know, right? Even if he knows,
like the time of the ring, yeah,
sure. Even now we're going to get to that in a second. Idam alo b'chuldahu. So the Gemara has two versions about this machlokas, two explanations of the machlokas. Idam alo b'chuldahu. If he says, the chassan says to her when he gives her the silk, you're mekudeshes with all of this, this whole package of silk. So kuli amalo pligid lo tzrichi shuma. That for sure is okay, because Rashi says the batzer mepruta lo shavu. It's not worth less than a pruta. And according to the this understanding, she doesn't have to know exactly how much it is. It's not an issue of her das. As long as she knows it's worth a pruta. But what's the issue? Ita amar lo, what's the machlokas about? This case. Ita amar lo hu chamshin v'lo shavu chamshin halo shavu. The other case that it's for sure not a machlokas about is, he says, you're mekudeshes with 50 dinar of this silk, and it wasn't worth 50 dinar. That for sure does not work. If he says you're mekadesh with all of it, that for sure works, because it's definitely a pruta. If he says you're mekadesh with 50 pruta of it, and it's not worth 50 pruta, then it doesn't work, because there is no 50 pruta. So, ki pligi da amar v'chamshin v'shavu chamshin. The machlokas is where he says, you're mekadesh with 50 of this silk, and it's worth 50. It is worth 50. So Rabba Amar Lo Tzrichi Shuma, Rabba says that you don't need a shuma to ha-shavu chamshin, because why? It's worth it. It's worth 50. And he says, you're because that's just with 50 of it, so what's the problem? Says Rabba. Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Rav Yosef says that no shuma is required. Yeah, you need a shuma. Why? Kiva de itzalo bakiya b'shuma. Since a woman is not bakiya b'shuma. And the Rishonim said, anybody. Since generally, people who didn't buy it do not exactly know how much this is worth. So lo samcha daita. She's not so mechas das on exactly what she's getting, and therefore it is not good enough. There's a requirement that the woman has to know, not just that it's worth a pruta, because here, l'chore, it's worth a pruta, but she has to know how much it's worth, at least the ballpark, and because she doesn't, the marriage does not work. The Rashba says, quoted in the Achronim, that if she finds out later, if he explains to her, after he gives her how much it's worth, he does not have to do a new nesina. He could just say, with that I gave you, I did the nesina, now you know, the marriage would work, which is interesting. You don't have to do, there's nothing wrong with the nesina, there's just a lack of her das. And once you fill in her das, then it is not a problem. As you just mentioned, Joss, this is the issue of what we do. If you turn for a minute to the next daf tes, look at daf tes, at the end of the sugya, do you see where, just look at the big tosis, the Dibur Maskel of the big tosis, Tesim and Aleph, the Hilchasa Shirai Lo Tzrichi Shuma. The halacha is that shirai, the garments, the silk does not need shuma. So the Rishonim discuss why specifically is shirai given as the example. Why garments, silk, why is that the example given in the Gemara? So the Ran, so even before we look at Tosis, which we'll see in a minute, the Ran says, why does it say shirai? Why does it say shirai? Because the Ran says that it's not just from the Rambam, umedevera Rambam behilchas ishas nira, the shirai, mitok shah isha misavelohem, gamra umiknafsha miyad, kalhecha deshavet kituka amar. Why by shirai would you not have to give it back afterwards? Because basically the woman is happy with this silk. You know, she's happy with it. She'll make a nice robe out of it. So that's why it says Shirai. Avomidi Achrini, but if something else that she's not misave for, and she doesn't know exactly what it would be worth at the moment, lo, then you wouldn't say that this works. Ulafizelim Ute Dvarim Sha'inha Ishava Mechamdasan, Nakat Shirai. That's why it says Shirai, because it's excluding something that the woman does not have a desire for that wouldn't work if she doesn't know exactly. That's the Ran. But Rabbeinu Tam says otherwise. Now look, Tosfos Hilchos Tesman Aleph, the middle of the Tosfos, but halfway down, right where the Tosfos Riazakin starts. Only Shirai is given here because that does not need Shuma. Why? People know generally how much some silk is worth. You can take a guess. Not such a big mistake could occur. You're not going to be totally off with a you know, you might not win the if you have a contest, you know, I win exactly, but you generally know how much the silk is worth. Aval shar dvarim kagod avadim tovos umargalios, but other items like stones and pearls sheyesh sheinam tovos elamaat, right? Who knows how much a stone is worth? For a gilin latos harbe yosim mishavyom, you could have a jewel or something that you know you think is worth $50 that is worth $5,000. There's a major question about that. So Trichi Shuma. So that's why it says Shuma. It says Shuma. Why? Because it says the Shirai. Why? Dafka by the silk. Do we say that this could work? That even if she doesn't know exactly, but by other things where she definitely would have no idea, she would make many mistakes, large mistake in how much it's worth. That for sure, the Gemara does not say, because that for sure would be a problem. Ula fichach, and that's Tosis. We're in the middle of Tosis. Daf Tesam and Aleph for a minute. Nahagu ha'olam lekadish b'tabas shein ba'even. That is why our minhag is adayam hazeh, from the time of Tosfos 800 years ago until today, that the wedding ring that we use, it does not have a stone in it. It's usually a plain ring. You know, the engagement ring, you wanna put a stone in. You know that you better put a stone in. You know that's what's worth a lot of money. And if you look at a woman's wedding ring, you can't tell how much it's worth. You don't know if it's real silver, not real silver, how many carats, you can't tell, because that should not be used as Tosis for a wedding ring, because a wedding ring, this issue, a woman has to be somech as das, exactly how much it's worth. And this is quoted Halacha L'maisa. This is quoted Halacha L'maisa in the Ramah, in Eben Ezer, in Siman Laman Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yesh Omrim, Shem Kitcha Bedavar Shein Bakiyan Bishumasan Upamim Tombeh Harbe, Konavan Tolis Magalio. Some say that if you're Makadish a woman with something that you cannot know for sure is exactly how much it's worth, for Kyoti Baham Amar Lai Skachli Bahman Zeh, and be Makadesh to me with this that's worth 50 zuz, even though it's not that, Sarach Shuma Tolosom Chadaita. She's not some echazdas. Vish Misha Omer, that it might work. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah. What if you didn't? What if you used an engagement ring type of ring? Says the Ramah. Chayshina l'kiddushin. It's a safek kiddushin. Safek kiddushin if one uses a ring. We call makom noag in tachas achupa lishol edim im tabash shave shave pruta. Even though it doesn't have a stone, our minhag is to ask. Right? This is from the Ramah. The minhag to ask the edim if it's worth a shave pruta. Kadesha teita hakala. So that the kala would know she ain't makacha rak b'shava pruta. So at least the shava pruta of this wedding rings are worth the shava pruta. So we ask the edim to make sure that the woman knows that it's worth a she's b'kodeshes even at least with the shava pruta with it. And then the Rama adds a little musr gam noagin lechasos pnei akalas atznuos. That's why we wear a veil during this process. Right, we pick up the veil after the after she drinks at the end, but we keep the veil covered. The ena makpidos b'mashe makadish osan as a symbol to say the woman's like, oh, whatever you give me, I'm fine. I just want to be married. Right, similar to what we had yesterday of Tavla Meitam Tendu. That's why we do something as a symbol that she's not really focusing on as how much it's worth, but we do focus. We have to use, based on the Tosfos on Daf Tes, this Gemara of Shirchi Shuma. That is why we use a ring without a stone.
What about the Chazan
seeing
the
Kala? How about the Chazan seeing the Kala? Right, so that's what the Badekin.
Yeah, but still, I mean, at the Kiddushin itself.
At the Kiddushin itself, that's why the Minhag in many in Klal Yisrael, it's not an opaque veil. One could see through, but you're still Yotzei the Minhag. If somebody has an opaque veil, then one has that Minhag, then first of all, there's an issue of the Edom. The Edom have to see the Kala. See the Kala, make sure that she's Misratza, so you have to say it's enough when she sticks out her finger for saying that's to put the ring on. So if one has that minhag, so then there's the Avni Milum discusses that you have to be the Eidim have to be able to see the ratzon of the woman because kiddushin is a two way street.
But that also the first line here is b'chol dehu kolayam lo pligi. So why if we're not playing?
If she says right, I'm saying but we didn't get to the second version of the Gemara. But even so, it seems to be like there's an issue of possibly l'chachila having a shuma. So that's all version number one of Rav Yosef machlokas whether he needs shuma or not. So everybody agreed, if he says with all of it, or he says with a number that's less than it's worth, so then it would not be good. The Igad Amri, second to last line, Bekaldu Nami Pligi, second to last line, Zayin Mabez. Second version is that, really, even if he says Yirma Kodeshes with this whole pile of silk, there's still a machlokas about that. Why? Rav Yosef Amar Shava Kesef, how are you a Kesef? Rav Yosef said, Shava Kesef is like Kesef. What does that mean? Not that they both work, but ma kesef de kayitz, just like kesef is something specific, and you know exactly how much kesef is worth. You know, for 2 pounds of kesef is worth 2 pounds of kesef. Av shava kesef nami de kayitz. Also, shava kesef has to be something that is specific and kayitz, and something that is the value is readily known. The Ritva says, why is this? Is there a svara for this comparison of shava kesef and kesef? So the Ritva just says, because you know she might not know. You know, you might think that some people know, but she might not know, because Svura Sheshavan Harbe, she thinks it's worth more, and therefore it's Kiddushei Tos. She feels that she's being Kiddushes with more, and therefore it's Kiddushei Tos. What if she knows? What if she's a ring saleswoman? So says, in the Shira, Reb Shmuel explains the Ritva doesn't mean that, you know, she might not know, and therefore it would be a Kiddushei Tos. No, the point is that to be Magdir the Chisaron of a Dover Katsuf. Even if she would be agree anyway, but the issue isn't per se her das, but the chefsa that you're using has to be nikar lakol and known to everyone, and therefore, since there are some in the world that wouldn't know, so then even if this woman has to know, it doesn't make a difference. That's still a lack. The lack isn't dafkin her das, like the Ritva sounds like, but it's a little deeper. It's in the chefsa of the davar hamiskadeshes. That's pshat that he gives in the Ritva. Period. So, Amar Rav Yosef. So now Rav Yosef says, "Minah Amina Law." How do I know? Rav Yosef was the shita that said Tzrichi Shuma. How do I know that you have to, you know, be makadish a woman with something that the value is known and that it is, it needs to be estimated beforehand if it is not clear? Did Tanya, as the Brisa says, Mikasa Miknasa? Oh, the pasuk by Kasa Miknasa. Where is this pasuk? The pasuk is by when an Evan Ivri was sold to a guy and you're trying to redeem him back. So we'll get back to that context soon. But because of Mignaso, so he uses the lashon of Mikesef Mignaso, you should try to buy him back. Bekesef hu nikne, ve'no nikne b'tvu of a kalem. The Brisa says you could use silver, but not tvu of a kalem, not grain and kalem. So why not? So high tvu of a kalem, hechidame. What does that mean? That you're not allowed to use tvu of a kalem. Ilay midolom aknabu klal. Is it that you can't use tvu or kalem at all? Why not? Yashiv gulaso amarachman al rabo shava kesef kekesef. We know you're allowed to use shava kesef kekesef. There's very few items. You look in the Mishnah Maseches Bechoros. The Mishnah lists a very few items that you can't use shava kesef. Machsus hashekel. You can't use shava kesef. That's one of them. Maybe a pidyon meiser sheni. You know, so there are specifics, but generally you can always use shava kesef kekesef. So here too. So for pidyon meiser eved ivri, should be able to use shava kesef kekesef. So what does it mean that you cannot use tefu of a kelim? V'dilas bu shava pruta. And if the tefu and kelim are not worth a shava pruta, and that's why you can't use them, so ma'ari tefu of a kelim. So why do you exclude tefu of a kelim? Filo kesef nami. Even actual kesef that's not worth shava pruta, you also can't use. Elalav, what must be the Brisa talking about? This bu shava pruta. It must be that the two akelim are with the shava pruta. Why can you use them? V'kivin delo kaitzilo. It must be because they're not, the value is not definitely known. That's why you can't use them. So, right, that's a riot to Rav Yosef. That's Rechi Shuma, and that's why you can't use them for Eved Ivri, and it must be similar to Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, no, ve'idach hachi kamar, no, the other man to Amar, meaning Rabba, who says, ain't Tzrichi Shuma, would say, no, that's not what the Brisa means. This is what the Brisa means. Hachi kamar, b'toras kesef hu nikne, ve'ein nikne b'toras tvu of a kelim. It could be, you could bind Eved Ivri back, b'toras kesef, using kinyanim in the world of kesef, that includes Shava kesef. You can't be Conan Eved Ivri in Toras tvu of a kelim, in the parsha of a kli. What does that mean? Umaninu chalipin. When it says two of a kelim, it means the type of kinyan that usually is used. Two of a kelim, meaning chalipin. The symbolic kinyan of picking up a handkerchief, of picking something up, that would not be used for, would not be able to be used for Eved Ivri. Why not? So we mentioned in the past, just to review a number of the sources, kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin is very different than any other kinyan. Every other kinyan that we know of has two aspects. There's a maisa kinyan, and this is said by Rav Soloveitchik, this is said by many of the other achronim. Every kinyan has two aspects. This is maisa kinyan. kinyan, a physical act. You pull something, you push something, you lift something up, you shovel something, it's in your chatzer, you do something, you give something, you sign something. That's a ma'aseh kinyan. And then there's das kinyan. You have das to be koni, you have das to be makna, you have das. There's always the ma'aseh kinyan and the das kinyan. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that by kinyan chalipin, and there are a number of rayos to this, there is no ma'aseh kinyan. There's no ma'aseh kinyan. All it is, all chalipin is a symbolic act which concretizes the das of the players involved. So it's a concretization of das kinyan. That's all chalipin is. What happens by the chazan's tish? So the chazan picks up the handkerchief. What kinyan did he make? He made a kinyan there. He bought something. No. He accepted the hischaivus of the ksuba. So is that he did a kinyan there when a person picks up a pen? So that's now he makes the rav shliach to sell his chametz. There's a kinyan there? No, it's a gemiras das. It's a concretization of the person's das. That's what chalipin is. Says Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted in the second Misora journal. The shiny sudar the beemes ain't b'nesil of kelev shal kona shal yan makra shum simin shal avar is bailus. Not passing over anything by giving the handkerchief. Veichum siba v'tam lomar shet the shamish pulazu kamaisa kinyan ela nira lomar sheino ela kisimin laharo sheish kan Miras das shalema al hahakna. It's a concretization of the das. Umikoach adas makna shalema v'chamura azu d'chal kinyan. Memela, you know, the hischaivas kicks in, but the whole kinyan chalipin is a das kinyan. It's not really a ma'aseh kinyan. And you don't need the Rav to say this. The Rambam says it. You look at the Rambam Hilchos Mechira in Parakei. Says the Rambam. We're just reading one line. Hadvarim she'ein behem mamish ein hakinyan. Sorry, kinyan zeshenogul haknos pe'elu advarim einu moel klum. Chalipin doesn't really help with anything. Elo lahodia she'eino omer dvarim elu kimechsachek ukimahatel. It just shows that you're not joking around. Elo shegamar belibo v'achkach amar. So the Rambam says, kinyan, no, kinyan chalipin is kinyan shel das, as he calls it. What are some rayas to this? A number of rayas that are brought. First of all, after what happens, after, let's say, the Rav gives you his pen to do a kinyan chalipin, what do? He takes it back. Since when does a kinyan work, where you get something and then you give it back right away, right? That's one issue. Chazara, how long do you have to retract? This is a big one. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadikei, Shulchan Aruch says two halachas, one right after the other. Shulchan Aruch says, Afal pi shenigmar hadavar bekinyan sudar kol echad mishneim yachol lachzer bo. After kinyan sudar, you're allowed to retract. Sudar is chalipin. Kol zman sheosu osim osu inyan. As long as you're asukin boso inyan, you're still talking about it. Didn't get up from the table, that you can still retract. But after a sukkah b'sinyan, you can't retract. Next halacha, b'shar dark yaknoya, ain shum echad mehem yochal lachzer bo, la'achar k'dei dibur. You have k'dei dibur to go back with all of the kinyanim. Why? What's the difference? By all of the kinyanim is a maisa that's focused on. So after the maisa is finished, you have k'dei dibur, and that's it. By chalipin, it's a kinyan shel das. You can't focus on one specific moment. It's a concretization of the das. So as long as you're still talking about it, you know, sukkah b'sinyan, then it's good enough. So that's why there's a difference in even in halacha. Most things, if you look at the Mishnah, we're going to have later on in Daf Chavav, you know, there are certain kinyanim that work for karka. There are certain kinyanim that work for metaltalin. You can't be moshech karka. Right? So most things are one or the other. Kinyan, right? Kesef sharon chazaka, metaltalin, mos, konos, maybe, derabana, deraisa by metaltalin. But there are certain kinyanim by each. Chalipin works by both. The universal kinyan. It works for anything. Why? Because it's the weakest that makes it. It's reversing. Like I would say, its weakness is its strength. Meaning, because it's so nothing there, it's just a das kinyan. So that gives it its strength, and that's why it can work by everything. Again, there are other issues. That's why the Gemara sometimes the Gemara Bava Basra talks about that you might need Aidim for kinyan chalipin. This is when might you need stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid and Aidim. Why might you need Aidim for a kinyan? The Rambam and the Raiva discusses. You don't need Aidim. If I do a kinyan, then I sell you something. You need Aidim? I might want Aidim to have proof afterwards. So chalipin, you might need Aidim. Why? Because Aidim being there is also about the gemiras das of the person involved. So again, there are many rayas to this. So this could be why that you can't be konan eved ivri with chalipin. Because for an eved ivri, you need a maisa. You need a maisa, and that's why here, the Gemara says, excluding betaras, tzuva v'kelo, my new chalipin cannot work for Evan Ibri, possibly because you need a maisa.
Does chalipin require shariputa?
Does chalipin require shariputa? No.
So anything.
Chalipin does not require shariputa. Right, it's a sudor, it's a little thing. We're going to get to that, actually, a comment about that in a minute. Ulu Rav Nachman, Damar Peres, Lo Avdi Chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, you can't use fruit for Chalipin anyway. So what do you mean, two of a kalim can't be referring to Chalipin? So Michael Amemer, so back to the question on the Brisa. What is the Brisa excluding that two of a kalim cannot be used for Evediv, Kinyan Evediv, right? El Olam Delez Mushav Apruta. Okay, the other way. Really, the two of a kelim are not worth a shavah pruta. Utakamer mayar two of a kelim afilu kesef nami. Ah, you ask then if it's not a shavah pruta, then nothing will work. Even real kesef wouldn't work. So why did the brayse exclude two of a kelim? So lomi boy kamar. No, the point is that it's not only lomi boy kesef, not only kesef. The isbe shavah pruta in ilolo. If kesef, if it doesn't, it has a shavah pruta in. If not, not. Aval two of a kelim. But you might have thought by two of a kelim. Ela ema midim mikravad hana asayhu. Since there is some hana gotten from two of a kalim, even less than a shavapruta, so gamar makri nafshay. So nafshay. So maybe that's enough to be called the eved ivri or to get the isha because it still has some usage. So kamash malan. That's why it doesn't work. Why is this? What's the hava meaning here? That even pachat shavapruta would work. So you can say this in a more substantive lumdish way. Or you could say it in a very harifus way, like the Avni Miluim. So I read this, I thought, it was like some Achronim discussing Mesech HaShavuos. There's a probably the most famous Rashba in Mesech HaShavuos. The Rashba says in Mesech HaShavuos on Daf Lama Tess that a Kli, it's not a... Why do you have a Kli? Not because of its value, but because of its usage. Why do you have a bowl? You don't care about how much the bowl's worth, you use the bowl. Money is for the value. A Kli is for the usage. It says the Rashba, not in Kiddushin, the Rashba says in Shavuos, Rashi says in Shavuos, the skinny one. So Rashi in Shavuos, Lamates, De Efshar Lomar, De Kol Kli, Kivan Shehu Roi Lomalachto, Chashiv Hu Kipruta. A Kli has the status of Pruta, because it's all about the usage. The Yeser Mi Pruta, the Yoshin Lava Dayanim. We're talking about whether the Dayanim only convene if they have a Pruta to discuss. So maybe by a Kli you always discuss it. The Efshar Dafil Eni Kiddushin Kain. Right, Kumosha Konibik Kliyafo Pishim Bosher Pruta, just like Chalipin. So the Rashba there speaks about that a Kli has the status possibly of a Pruta because of its inherent value. Not value in terms of how much it's worth, but its usage. So maybe that's what the Havamina here was. The Havamina was, Mikravet Atayu, that's what the Havamina you might have thought, that it's always worth more than a Pruta, Kamashwan, it still would not be good. The Avni Miluim says something else. He says, very sharp. He says, why here is there a Havamina? Because we're talking about what's the context of the Pasuk, and having every buying every ivri from a guy. By a goy, pachot b'shevar pruta has value too. If a goy steals pachot b'shevar pruta, he's chayim misa. Right? If all the halachas of pruta, the shear of pruta, is only by Jews, not by non-Jews. So that's why there's a havamina here, where a Jew is buying back from a non-Jew. So that's why you might have thought pachot b'shevar pruta is good enough, because that kibun the sochrim and a goy pachot b'shevar pruta l'gabi nachri mamonu kamash v'lon yashiv gulaso. No, because a Jew is buying it, you still have to go by the rules of pruta. That's the avin miluim, the ksos in simin lamed aleph sifkat and chav dalet. I'm going to look it up. Okay, we must move. Later. I'm Rav Yosef Minam Midala. Next. Rav Yosef asks, how do I know this? How do I know what? Right? We had Rav Yosef who said, Tzrichi Shuma, one version, second version. We'll go with Tosas. Tosas says, in the Dibur Maslam, we're going on the Lishna Kama. But how do we know that he requires Shuma? The Tanya, Egel Zalapidyo Bini. Somebody goes, somebody just had a baby, Mazel Tov, he had a firstborn, and he goes to the Kohen, and he says, he has a calf in lieu of my five slime. Talas Zalapidyo Bini. Here's a talus. For my five slime, lo amaklum, meaningless, doesn't work. Egel zel chamish shlam lepidyon mini, but this egel as five slime for my pidyon, tala zebah chamish shlam lepidyon mini, but opadli, then that works. So I pidyon hechidami, exactly what's happening here in the brisa. Elim delo shavi, if we're talking about a case where the calf or the talus is not worth five pruta, so kol kamine, is that in his power? He could say, this calf was not worth five pruta, should be five pruta to you? That can't work. It must be, even if it's worth five pruta, still, it might not work unless you said it. And it must be because you aren't Makayitz, so you didn't specify, like the first Rav Yosef. If it's not specified, so then it would not work. So, isn't that the issue? So, where's it low? Lolam de lo shavi. Really, the case is where the cow is not worth five pruta. Five slime. So how does it work in the Seifa? Uka going to Kabul Koini Love. The Kohen accepts upon himself, you know what, to me, this is worth five slime. He had Rav Kahana Shakal Sudra Mibe Pijan Aben, just like Rav Kahana took a sudar, took like a kerchief from as a pigeon aben, Omar Le, and he says, Ladidi Chazile Chami Slime. This is worth five slime to me. This handkerchief, which is worth less than five slime, is worth five slime to me. This is the major topic of Ladidi Chazili. To me, it's worth it. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about a few things. Amar Ravashi lo Amar Nelchagon Rav Kahana. It's only worse by Rav Kahana. The Gavar Rabahu. Well, Rav Kahana is a great man, and we buy Lisa Jareisha. He always walks around with kerchiefs on his head, so for him it's believable. Avakuli Amilo, but generally, if it's not in the realm of possibility, so then no. Ki Hadamar Bar Ravashi Zaman Shudra Meimit the Rabba Mikubi, like Mar Bar Ravashi bought a sudar from the mother of Rabbi Kubi. Shavi Asar Betzleisar. He paid 13, even though it was only worth 10, because he was also a Gavra. He was also a Gavra Rabba. Couple of points to talk about. Number one, the Ron says here that it has to be, the only time we have a concept of Vidi Shavali is where it's an item that sometimes goes up in value. Darko Lehisyaker. If it's not Darko Lehisyaker, if it's always the same exact Kavua item, it's not going to work. It's not in a magical Vidi Shavali. It's really worth less, and I'm accepting it for more, but it's never worth that much. It's only if, you know, it can be worth more sometimes. So maybe it's going to go up. So with that hana that you have it, whether it might go up, that's already worth 5 shlamim. The Rambam doesn't seem, though, to have any such limit. And the Rishonim try to figure out exactly then how does it work. He just says, L'didi shavali. The Beis Yosef says, maybe one person in the whole world thinks it. You know, maybe that would be good enough. But again, the Rambam does not seem to have a limit on it. The Ritva here says, it's possible not only in Kiddushin, but also in Mecher. So if you sell something to somebody and they want to pay $5 million for your bobby pin, because it's very sentimental, you know, they love it, is that onah? Is that onah? You know, there's principle of onah, ripping somebody off. Right? You can't rip somebody off. More than a six, less than a six. But let's say they say, I want this for a lot more than it's worth. Liditi shavali. So Allah is, that's not onah. Because based on it, liditi shavali, a person could say, I want to, let's you know, they got to give it to the highest bidder. Right, that would not be called ona'a, says the Ritva. The Sharm Sarn of Allah also quote a number of cases of the Shavali. Allah Lamaisa, we're sitting here in a sukkah. The Likute Pinchas quotes that let's say somebody gives an esrog to a Kohen on Chol HaMoed. Beautiful esrog. And he says, L'didi shavali. Nowadays, all esrog are worth 5 shlamim. But let's say you have an esrog that's not worth 5 shlamim. And he says, no, it's worth it to me. Right? So is that good enough? The Mishnah Lamelech says that you give a woman an esrog that's not worth a shavar pruta. L'didi shavali, she wants to use it for the mitzvah. So again, you have all these types of cases where objectively it's not, but subjectively to the person, you know, it might be worth shavar pruta. Again, there's a lot. If you want to look more in that Shavar Sinai Balacha, he has a couple of columns on it.
Scalping playoff tickets.
What?
Scalping playoff tickets.
Scalping playoff tickets. Right. Getting out of the Dina de Mechus, Dina issues of scalping. But the selling, yeah.
Does it necessarily have to be the das on the chepetz, or let's say the woman just really, really wants to get married? So
I guess it could be that too. It could even be, because not the chepetz only, but she just wants to be married to the guy. Two other points. Number one, Tosis discusses in Rav Kahana that there are other Gemaras that seem to say that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. So how could he take this pigeon at Ben? Tosva says, either maybe the two Rav Kahanas, easy answer. And then you have the second answer, the amazing line, Inami and Tosva's Rav, Yishlomer de Bishol Ishta Hu Lokayach. Tosva's Shita is a Bas Kohen to take pigeon at Ben, even after she's married to a Yisrael. Even after she's married to a Yisrael. Rov Rishonim, the Pnei Yeshua says here, Ain Lo Matzasi Lo Chaver. Never found anybody who says such a thing. The Rambam clearly says, Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim says that who gets pidyon aben? The chaim pidyon aben was zichrei kahuna, right? Zichrei kahuna, only zichrei kahuna. The Mishnah Malach says there, if you look in Tosfos and Psachim, he also quotes that it could be the wife, but Tosfos a kiddushin is mistopic about it. That's what the Mishnah Malach says. How is he mistopic about it? Here, he's two days. First day, it doesn't hold of it. First day, it says, true of Kahanis. First day, it cannot fathom they give it to the wife. So the Tosfos, the Mishnah Malach categorizes our Tosfos as being mesupik about it. Interesting. But again, there's a big discussion in the Achronim what the svara for this Tosfos is. One final point, and then we have to continue. Tosfos here in Aval notes that we had earlier that a matana manas lahachzir would work. Right? Would work by Shema Matana. We had it on Dafa, we had it on Yantash. So why here would it not work except for an Adam Chashev? Adam Chashev can do it. But if it's not an Adam Chashev, then it wouldn't work because it's not worth it. Why is that worse than Matana Maslah Haqsa, where you're not going to have anything ending up in your property? Without Maslah Haqsa, the woman's going to give the whole thing back. Right? Or the pigeon abandoned, the coin's going to give it back. Here he's going to keep something. So why is it worse? So Tosfos says no, because at least here it's Chashev B'Shaito. And that's a big discussion. We didn't get to do it because it was the last day. It was Yantif, first day Yantif. The big discussion in the Achronim. How do you look at Matan Manas LaHachzir? The Kso says it's a Kinyan Haguf Lizman. It's a Kinyan Haguf Lizman. It's a full Kinyan right now. He says he's thought that for many years, and finally Baruch Shasamachlo, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him find Rabbi Avigdor in the Chuvas Harash, who says that too. It's a Kinyan Haguf Lizman. So therefore, it's a full Kenyan right now, but it's mufka in a minute. But here, you're not giving him anything b'shaito. So again, Satoso says matan manas lahachzir is better than giving something less at the moment. Okay, vaitu. Amar Belazar. Again, we could spend a lot more time on everything here. Skachli b'mana, but asan l'dinar. Bimu kadeshes to me, says the man with a mana, let's say with 100, and he gives her a dinar, which is a part of that. So hari zimu kadeshes v'yashlim. They're married, and he has to be mashlim. The Tosas Riyah Zakin says, because it's like a t'nai. We assume that's what he meant as a t'nai. He gives the dinar, they're married right now, and, dinar which is more than a pruta, right, a dinar, and then he just has to be mashlim. My time, akivan to amala amana of yavla dinar, since he gives her a dinar command, yavla amala amanas dami, as if he said amanas for the rest of it. V'yamar afuna marav, kol amar amanas, kol amar mashav dami, like we had before, and in Mesechus Gittin, and that means it even works l'mafreya. Works l'mafreya, so the second that she gets the dinar, she cannot retract. The marriage is done, and just now it's a tonight. Meisve, is this really true? The Tosefta says, the Brisa, his kashi libe mana v'haya mona v'holech. He gives her, he says, bima kadesh be with a mana. And he starts counting out. One dinar, two dinar, three dinar. Ratza achan mehem lachzar, filo b'dinar achan v'shis b'yado. They can retract even by the last dinar. So you see, giving one dinar is not automatic, and the rest is a tonight. So two answers. Answer number one is here. Answer number two is on the fourth to last line. Answer number one, hachamai eskinen damar b'manazu. No, the case that she can retract is where he says, with this mana. With this mana, so then it must mean not just the dina, but the whole thing. So one second, how many the seifa manazu, resha manastam? No, the seifa must be a case of manazu, so the resha must be manastam. The katani say, because the seifa says, amar leskach libe manazu, v'nimsa mana chasu dina. If he says, b'mukadesh to me, with this mana, and it comes out, there's only 99. O dina shanachoshes, or there's a dina of copper, which is not so usable. Then it does not work. Dinar ra, a bare dinar, one that doesn't really work. We'll get to what the difference is later. That works, and just switch it. So we see from there, either way, that the sefer is talking about a case of manazu, so the resha must be a case of manastam. So the verse is low. Resha v'sefer damar manazu. They're both about a case of manazu. This mana, upurisha k'mafarish, and the resha is being explained by the sefer. Ratza, echan mehem lachzar. If one of them wants to retract after the first dinar, afilu b'dinar achron, which is biyadu, they can. Kate side. In which kind of case could you retract? Go to amar b'loba manazu. If you say manazu, you can retract. V'chanami mestavar, and it makes sense that both the resha and the sefer are talking about manazu. Because if the ratio is manastam, then hasha manastam lo abikidushay. If by case of manastam, it's not a kedushin until you get to the end of it. Manazu mi boy, then surely manazu. Because manazu, you're focusing on everything you give. So Gemara says, that's not such a raya. Imishim halo arya. That's not a proof. Tana le seva l'gluya ratio. You could have said that the seva is only there to explain what the ratio is talking about. Shalo tomar ratio b'manazu. Because you might have, if you only had one case, you would have said, when is there chazara power until the end? If he says manazu, av manastam habi kiddushin, but you would have said by manastam that it is a kiddushin. Tana seva manazu mechad ratio manastam. That's the teach me is both cases. V'yafilo achilo habi kiddushin. Even by manastam, it is in the Kiddushin to the end. Okay, so there's no proof. But either way, that's what we suggest, that maybe it's all talking about manazu. That is all one answer to explain the stira. Rav Ashi Amar, mona v'holech shayni. Now, there's a big difference where he says, bimu kodeshes with this mana, and then he just gives her a dinar. Then we assume you're married, and then the rest is a t'nai. Here he's counting out money. Here's one, here's two. So there, obviously, he has in mind the whole thing. Didaiti akule. Period. So now let's get back to it, just explain what we mentioned. Haidina Shanachoshes Echidami. What's the case of Dina Shanachoshes where we say she is not married? If she knew about it, it is Dina in the pile, Hasavar Vekibla, she accepted it. Lo Tzricha, no, it must be Diyavah Belenila Belelya. She gave it at night. He gave it at night. Yami Deshachach Lebene Zuze. Or she found it amongst her Zuzim afterwards, which she didn't realize it was there. So that's the two cases where she wouldn't have known, and that's why it's not a Kiddushin by Dina Shel Nachoshes. Which is not liquid. The Rasha says two things. Why didn't the Gemara say it's a case where he gave her a bag of coins and she didn't look? So the Rasha says it must be in that case she would be mukadeshes. If she took the bag of coins without checking, it must be she doesn't care. Savra v'kibla. The Rasha says diak in the Gemara. Also the Achronim discuss. Interesting here. Oh, it must be that he did it for a night. So it sounds like mashma. When did they generally get married? During the day. So it's mashma that they generally get married during the day, but it's also mashma that you can get married at night. We know gerushin is supposed to be by yom. The Shulchan Aruch says. Shodar says. So is there any parallel of Yatsa v'Haisa? Is there any issue with that, by getting married by day? So the Shar HaMelech says, Kiddushei Shtar should be done by day. Like Gerushin. Put it on the list of Iskei Shavai Eliyatsiya. But everything else can be done at night, and obviously we know B'Zana say we do them at night. Hai Dina Ra Hechidami. What does Dina Ra mean that it works? Idol Anafik. If it does, it's not Yotze, it's not usable at all. Hai Dina Shara Choshes, and therefore it should not be a Kiddushin. Amar Apapakon Dinafik Adi Etchak. Yes, it works, Ai Dina Etchak, with a little difficulty, but it works, and that's why it's going to be a good Kiddushin B'Diyavid. Okay. We've got 10 minutes to do a huge sugya. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Says Rav Nachman, "His kashli b'mana v'iniach la mashkan aleha." Man goes over to a woman and says, "I'm married to you with a mana," and instead of giving her any money, lending her money at that time, or giving her money, he gives her a mashkan, gives her a collateral. Eina mukudeshes, eina mukudeshes. We'll be finishing time for the 8 o'clock of the sun. Eina mukudeshes. It is not. I mean, star is patam and asuk. I'll make you just move, and then we'll be star. Yeah, ain't a mukudeshes. So if he gives you a mashkon, it does not work. Why? Famous line: mana ain't kan, mashkon ain't kan. Because he didn't give her a mana, and there is no mashkon. What exactly does that mean? Number of pshatim. We'll mention two, but again, there's a lot more here too. The Ramban and the Rashba and others mention that there is that he didn't give her money right now, so the kedusha can't be happening with money, and he has no intention to let her keep the mashkon. So in either way, it's not going to work. By a matan manas lahachzer, I want you to keep it for now. I want it to be yours. The mashkon is not yours at all. I don't have in mind for it to be yours. I want you to just have it security, so I make sure to pay. But says the Ramban, you didn't give anything right now. That's why it doesn't work. The Ravid, though, says, no, a different shot. The Rif, of course, the Ravid, it says, no. There, you say you're going to give her a mana. There is no chov here. Not just you didn't give her anything. The chov doesn't exist. Why? Because says the Ravid, you can't be mischayev yourself ba'avir. I owe you $100. Great. If I didn't lend you the money, I don't owe you the money. Unless I do a kinyan with it. But if I just say I owe you $100, if I say I borrowed $100 and I owe it to you, that's how Dawes Valdin Kabe Adam dummy. But can I go over to you and just say I owe you $1 million? Right? For nothing? I can't do that, says the Raivin. That's not a hischaivus. So Mamewa, that's not a hischaivus. There's no mashkon, because the mashkon is only on a chov. That's the Raivin. This is against the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't do that. So the Rambam can't give that pshat. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira that a person can go over to his friend and say, I am eschayev to pay you $100. That's the Rambam Shita, again, much discussed in the Hilchos Mechira Perek Yud Aleph. Ha-mechayev atzmo b'mamon la'acher b'lo t'nai klau, afa b'shlo ha-yechayev lo klum, harei zechayev. Sha-harei zeh davar zeh kamo matanahu ve'inu asmachta. Again, spend a lot of time in the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam says, Yud Aleph Tezvav. So again, but the Ravid assumes otherwise. Rov Rishonim hold like the Ravid. In that case, you can't be mischayev yourself ba'avir. So those are two ways to understand mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan. Eise, Revelor of Nachman, 1 minute, kitchen b'mashkon mikudeshes. We have a brisa that says that if you've got to do one with a mashkon, it does work. Mikudeshes. So you know, hasam b'mashkon da'achirim. That's a mashkon of others, meaning the husband has a mashkon of somebody else's that he had lent money to. So he has this mashkon now, and now he gives it to the woman. That would work. Why? Ukid Rabbi Yitzchak. Because of Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin l'bal chov shekone mashkon. Because of Rabbi Yitzchak's principle of a bal chov being kone a mashkon. A bal chov is kone a mashkon. Tosas points out, this is for sure true by a mashkon that's given after the halva'ah. Meaning there are two types of mashkons, given at the time of halva'ah. And one is when the lova can't pay up, so Bezdin takes something and gives it to the malva. So that's the mashkon that Rabbi Yitzchak is for sure talking about. So that's what the husband has, and he gives it to the woman. So he owns that in a certain way, so therefore that works. But what about a mashkon b'shas alva? That's more unclear. Tosfos here in Dibur Haskel Mashkon says, hey, if one mashkon works, it must be the other mashkon works too, on some level. But either way, that's the case, that it's a mashkon da'acherim. And that's why the Kiddusha would be good. The Ritva has an amazing line that even if he ends up taking the mashkon back afterwards, the Kiddusha was still good because she had anah at the moment. That's what the Ritva says. Shinamar, by the way, what's the makar for a bal chov being called the mashkon? Ulachati et staka. It says when you return a mashkon, you will have staka. You will have done a good thing. Emeino kone staka minayin. If you aren't kone, what kind of good deed you're doing? What, you're giving him back his own thing? Right, so that's not that staka. Mikan l'balchov shekone mashkon. That's how you know balchov is kone mashkon. Tosa says the diak is from the next words of the staka. Uveirachacha. He's going to give you a bracha. He wouldn't give you a bracha if you're giving back his own thing. He'll give you a bracha. Tosa says only if you're giving him back something that you know that was his. That was his. That was not his. That you're giving it back to him. So b'nei, again, there's a lot to talk about by mashkon, but we'll continue. Just one other, Rashi and Tosfos here of a machlokas. Tosfos quotes in the Dibur Haskel Minayin, how much is a balchov kone mashkon? Is he even chayv an onsin like a shoel? That's what Rashi says. Or is he just chayv in gedeva v'aveda? like Tosos. Again, how far do you go in the Balchov Konim Ashkon statement? Bnei Rav Huna Bar Avin Zavin Ahi Amsa Bepriti. The children of Rav Huna Bar Avin bought a maidservant with a few prutas. Iker Ams. And they didn't end. What happened? Lohavi by there. They didn't have enough money to pay right away. Osivi Naska Allah. They gave her a piece of Naska, a piece of Kesef. Well, so if Iker Amsa. And then the maidservant went up in value. So also, and they wanted, the seller wanted to retract. Also, came with Rav Amir. And they came in front of Rav Amir. Rav Amir said, yeah, you can retract. Amar Aluhu Priti Enkan Naska Enkan. You didn't pay for it yet. Then you just gave a Mashkon, which is not Nikna yet, so therefore you can retract. Tana Rabbanan, period. Other cases now, getting back to the Maisa Kiddushin. Hiskachili b'mana, a man goes over to a woman and says, b'mukadashas to me with his mana, natlasav zarkos liyam, and she takes it, she's like, thanks, and she throws it into the river. Allah or into a fire, l'chol davar ha'avid, ain't a mukadashas, doesn't work, because you could take her actions as saying, I don't want to be married to you. Hasha dinu kameh, have a Kiddushin. We're mashma that only if you throw it away into the water or into the fire, it's not a good marriage. But if you threw it back in front of him, it would be a good marriage. She's saying, take it, I don't want it. Gemara says, you're right. Lomi boy kamar. No, it's lomi boy. Lomi boy shadatinu kame. Not only if she threw it in front of him. To lo have a kiddushin, it would not work. But if she throws it away, ema, let's say, kibid the mechayva bu, she's going to have to pay for this thing. Right, she lost it for him, so maybe what she really means to do is she wants to be married to him, but what's she doing? Kiddusha Kadosh Nafsha, she's married. Vodaka of the Hachi, why'd she do this? Savar Ivdaka Lai Gavar Irasachnu Hilo. I want to see if this guy's an anger type of guy. Okay. If this guy's going to get angry. I'm really married, I'm testing him out. I want to see what I'm dealing with. Kamash Balan, Kamash Balan, we say no. Even in that case, it does not work. Period. Tanur Rabbanan, yeah.
What's Machai Babu?
She's going to kin mechayva, but she's mechuyeves in this item that he gave her an item, and then instead of just putting it back in front of her, she takes it, she throws it into the garbage, yeah, into the fire. So she has achrayas on that. She was.
But what does that show about kesef kiddushin? Is it hers or
that once it becomes hers, then she's going to have to pay for it. Maybe she's going to have achrayas, but now she wants to know what kind of guy this is going to be. Is this guy going to get angry because I took
achrayas to who? Achrayas to him?
Yeah.
Why is achrayas to him? It's hers.
But still, I mean, that's she ruined his here. Look at Rashi. Achayva beilu shlume gamra v'kitcha nafsha, because she's going to be mechayv to pay. It must be she would be mechayv to pay. Let's say it must be that she really is. She wouldn't, and she wouldn't want to. Let's say it that way, because she wouldn't be mechayv to pay if she wouldn't be getting married. So it must be we assume that she has got to get married, and she's just testing him out. Kamash malan, you don't say that.
So she's not mechayv to him.
Right. Tana rabbanan is kashili b'mana. This is a case we alluded to yesterday. Man says, "Bim kodesh with this money," and she says, "Sana la'avlo avicha, give it to my father, give it to your father." Inim kodeshes, that doesn't work. Inim kodeshes, like Rashi says, it's not like the case of Arev we had yesterday, because here he started the discussion. Amanashi kavonli, but if she answers on condition that they accept it for me, mekudeshes, that works, because then we assume that they're accepting it on her behalf. Tana avlo diacha kocha dereisha, tana avicha diacha kocha deseifa. It says her father to be for the chiddush and the reisha, and his father for the chiddush and the seifa. Why? His kachi liba mana tsneim la ploni ena mukudasha. Why? Because in the case of the her father, that's a chiddush and the reisha. That even if it's her father, it's not going to work. And the seifa is that even if it's his father, it's going to work because he's accepting it on her behalf. His kachi liba mana tsneim la ploni. What about this case? If he accepts this money and just give it to a ploni, a third party, ena mukudasha, that does not work. Amanashi kabon li, but on condition that they accept it for me, mukudasha, that works. V'tzricha, you need the case of the fathers and the case of ploni. If you only said abba vavicha, hasamudichi amar amanashi kamuli have a kedushin, only there it would work as a kedushin to some chadaiti lavayu, because she's some echadash, she thinks that they're going to accept it for her. So aver adonli shlichusayu, that's why it would work by the fathers of a ploni lo, but it wouldn't work by ploni. V'yashmin and ploni, if only said the ploni case, hachahudichi amar tzneim la ploni lavi kedushi, that's only where it would not work. To lamikra vadaiti lagabesh, lamisvali matana, she doesn't know if she's going to get it back from this ploni. Aval abba vavicha de mikra vadaiti. But by her parents, maybe it would work. That's why you need the case by both cases. Tana Rabbanan, finishing up. A man says, put it on the rock over there. It doesn't work because we assume that she doesn't want it. But if it's her rock, that's Kenya Chatzar. It's like she says, put it into my yard. But what about if it belongs to both of them? Teku, that we don't know, because it belongs to both of them. If she said, he says, be married to thee with this kikar, give it to the dog. She's not married. But if it's her dog, feed my dog, it works. By Rav Mari now gets into a graphic case. What happens if there's a dog running after her, and there's a man running after her, and the man says, "Hurry, Bukadesh, leave with this," and she says, "Give it to the dog." Mao. Do we say with the hanah that she's getting, even though it's not her dog, the hanah that she's getting, the being saved by the dog, he's giving her hanah, she's married. Odilma matzia, and that's what the Rashba says, that's what he says to her. With this hanah that I'm saving you, Odilma matzia amrle, no. Or no, the point is that she's saying, you have to save me. You have a chiv daraisa to save me. Why dafka daraisa, even if it's drabanan, even if it's a mita tova? But either way, you have a daraisa, so take it. We're unclear about that. Final case, especially b'kikar tzniel la'ani, she says, be married to me with this kikar, and she says, give it to that poor man over there. Einem kudeshes, doesn't work. Afilu ani asam mechaleh, even an ani that usually she supports. My time, oh why? Amrali, she can say to him, ki hechne mechayavna be'ana, hachi mechayaves be'at. Right, just like I have to support this ani, you have to support the ani. We both have the mitzvah of staka, so therefore, einem kudeshes. Why do we say, for sure, in the ani case, it does not work, while in the dog case, it might work? Right, teku. So the Ran says there's a big difference between your whole body getting saved and you're giving a little, somebody doing a mitzvah for you. If your whole body is getting saved, there's a good reason that that's a tremendous type of hana, and therefore it might work there. Okay, there's more to discuss here, but we have to stop. Okay, agut and moed. Hashem will continue.